Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is part two of Man Baggage. We're talking about loyalty. The fact you've come back shows you're already quite a loyal listener. I'm joined by Henry and Hugo Hammond.
If you're going to be a player, at least be good enough to be fluent in three or four different women.
Be original.
He's like, I don't mind being cheated on, but can I have my own lies, please?
Thank you.
Oh, shit. Right, well, let's move on a bit. There's loads of other ways that people are loyal. Interestingly, they have measured this with brands. You know, if you like, I don't know, ASOS or Top Man or whatever, men tend to be more loyal. Shockingly, 59% of men, if they start driving a Land Rover, they always drive a Land Rover. If they like a Huel milkshake after their workout, 59% of men are probably going to stick to the Huel milkshake. Whereas it's significantly more than women, 44%. So when it comes to having a commercial open mind and being sold to, it seems like girls are a little bit more canny when it comes to products and brands. Now, I was surprised, maybe I'm sexist, but I would have guessed that almost the other way around.
I just know that blokes hate change. They absolutely despise change. So if they can stick with something and they know it works and they know they like it, they just keep going for it because you know, change is the worst. I know, God, I hate it. It's awful.
I just think men are so funny. They're very much, I man, you woman, this it, and like, legit, it's done. It's so hilarious. But I think that when it comes to commercial stuff, I don't think men are sold to that much. And they actually haven't been for a while. Whereas women, we are consumers by nature, apparently. We'll go out and shop till we drop, do you know what I mean? Whereas men don't do that because I don't think that anything really appeals to them that much until actually very recently, to be honest.
That's why I love it. Internet shopping is for blokes. It's when you could like start to be able to go online. If it wasn't for like ASOS, I'd probably just be naked. I would rather walk around naked. Could you imagine going into a shop and going, here's my card, can I try something on? I'd just die of exhaustion in the doorway. Yeah. I've got so used to buying clothes online. What about on social media? Are you quite... This really does measure our loyalty. You know, we have followers. How many people follow us? How many people are loyal to us? What do you think about the way social media has sort of commodified loyalty, if you like, Hugo? It's a sort of something that's measured now. How many people are loyal to you? Oh, you've got, you know, a million followers. You've got 20,000 followers, whatever. It's a bizarre time we live in, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very strange. I mean, I went, again, before this summer, I had 1,200 loyal followers, the OGs, and then I went on the show and I've come out and I got 500,000. So it's just crazy now. And obviously, I don't know how loyal they are. You know, next year there'll be a new bunch of people on the show. And I guess we'll have to wait and see, you know, who I attract and who I keep and who I don't keep. I think my following is 90% women at the minute and 10% blokes, which is really tough, as you can imagine. It's really, really tough for me to take.
Absolutely. Because you provide a mixed education. Yeah. Education for mixed schools.
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, it's interesting. Again, I'd love to see how many, well, I guess in a year's time, to see kind of what that's looking like and see kind of where that loyalty lies.
But what does that feel like when you say that? I mean, I'm interested in what it feels like. Because say I look at how many followers I've got online, I've built those really fucking slowly, pun by pun, joke by joke. Mm. So it feels like, how many I've got, 200,000-300,000 on Instagram. Not loads, but it feels relatively solid. Does it scare you saying a sentence like, I've gone to 500,000, fuck knows if any of them will give a shit about me in a year? As a human being, you're not programmed to be able to deal with that very easily. We're programmed to want people to like us, and social media plays a dangerous game with those parts of your brain and mental well-being, surely.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. And I'm very lucky that I've got such a strong kind of family and close-knit friend group that, you know, can kind of like keep me grounded and are there for me if I need them. But, you know, the internet is a doggy dog place, especially when it's kind of that that fast. As you say, you kind of built up like a loyal over X amount of years. Whereas for me, it's just, it's overnight really, isn't it? So
how do you deal with that? Just your family, or you think, oh, it's all right at the moment, or are you actively using resources?
The show's really good because they put on a massive aftercare structure for everyone to do with the kind of online presence and what you're doing and whatnot. But for me, as I say, it's my family and my friends that kind of keep me going, are there for me. And, you know, they're kind of, the people that actually know me are kind of the opinions I really that matter to me. Kind of everyone else, you know, it's not as important, you know. I mean, I just kind of ignore the trolling or anything like that. It's not really, doesn't really concern me. But yeah, as long as my friends and family still think I'm a good guy and a nice bloke and the same bloke I was before the overnight fame, then that's kind of what's important.
And what's your approach to it, Henry, this sort of attention that you get online? Is it a female, male following? Is it 50-50? What sort of attention are you getting and what's it like?
Mine is, I think, 60% men and 40% women, which I was quite surprised by because I thought mine would be way more women. And I'd love way more women to follow me because female supremacy all the way. But I think that I kind of flipped it in a little way. Like, I think that sometimes I go through the people that I'm following and I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't spoken to you in 10 years. Should I still really be following you? And I still stay following them just because of that loyalty, I guess, from however many years ago. But really and truly, I should probably unfollow because I don't speak to you and I don't, do you know what I mean? We don't have that bond anymore.
And it's not just like people like us that are in the public eye or whatever. It's the same on your normal Facebook for everyone. That sort of fake loyalty. So if you go onto anyone's personal Facebook, even if they've only got 50 people on there, that's still much bigger probably than we're designed to cope with. We're probably designed to cope with about 20 people in our tribe while someone goes and hunts a bit of wild elk or whatever. Do you think social media creates falseness with family ties and friends because you're seeing them online and your head's thinking, well, I'm still in a relationship with that person, but you're not really, you're just seeing their Facebook feed. What is a relationship? A relationship is contact and going out and having a drink together and actually checking in. Do you think we've got like a bad conscience about how deep those relationships are, Hen, or not?
Big facts. I think definitely that is 100% a thing. And not even just with family ties. It's those people that you maybe like met on a night out once and it's like, all right, yeah, I'm going to follow you. You follow me back. We're friends now. But you legit, you never see them again. I legit have people like that where I was so drunk one time. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to follow you. You look great tonight. I love you. And I've never spoken to them since. And all now I'm still following them. And is that like fake sense of loyalty? Do you know what I mean? I'm calling myself out. I should not be following you because I don't care really, respectfully, what anyone's got going on. So I should have unfollowed them all now, but I just haven't because I'm like, oh, I might look a bit shit. But do you care about perception? Do you know what I mean?
It's just a crazy world. Another quick stat just to finish up, we were talking about brands. Yes, men are more loyal to brands, but the only time it changes, this is like a stereotype come to life, is when a brand has a higher level of trust. So if it's a bank that's really trusted or a makeup brand that's really trusted or a clothes brand that's really trusted, then women customers are more loyal. So even in the world of brands, as soon as the brand itself has got more integrity and trust, women stay loyal. So there's obviously something in the brain that we look for, girls. Yeah. What about in friendship then? So you already touched on that earlier, Henry, but what do you think, Hugo? Do you think men are more likely to be loyal to their mates than girls? Because the stereotype is girls are always like bitching a bit more behind each other's backs.
Yeah, I think it's, as I said, like it's blind loyalty with men, you know. I think been in, you know, gone out and stuff and you kind of just turn a blind eye to it and things like that. So I don't know. And then I think, I don't know, I remember someone saying this in the villa, actually. It's like, whenever girls are all out as a group, they go for like their bottomless brunch, whatever, like someone will bring the cocktail tree out and everyone will like record it and be like, woo, amazing, amazing, amazing. And then as soon as it's here, they'll just like stop and sit on their phones and just like be really like mellow and stuff. So rather than, you know what I mean? They'll just be like, yeah, straight back into their phones. Whereas blokes wouldn't really do that. So yeah, I don't know. I think, as I say, men's loyalty is a lot more blind, but I think girls communicate better. So I think they'd call each other out better and more importantly in like big situations, so to speak.
There was plenty of that in Ibiza. I just was like five girls sat there like zombies. I thought they were mannequins in bikinis. And then one of them puts a phone on and they're all like chucking shapes. Oh my God, I love this. And as soon as the phone stops, it's like back into suspended animation. I couldn't imagine men doing that. Terry, I'm filming. Do your best dance move. Yeah. What do you think about that? In friendship then, Henry, yeah. This stereotype that girls are a little bit more bitchy behind each other's backs.
I disagree. I think that the way society have pitted women against women, you don't pit two bad bitches against each other, first of all. Never. I think no. Men are the worst. I think there's a saying, yeah, that if you look for the messiest bitch in your circle, it's probably a man, because it is. They are they are the worst. They are the ones that are always gossiping, always talking about each other, always like digging at each other as well, but without each other noticing. So when men are with each other, it's like, yeah, my G, my guy, you're my bro, you know, this, that. But behind each other's backs now, especially when women are involved, you know what I mean? Or someone that they have like a love interest in, they're going to be slagging that person off very quickly. Yeah.
Watch the people close to you. You know, they'd be thinking about smoking you. That's Shakespeare said, I think.
Love that.
Okay, I got a question. Would you, Hugo, tell your friend something that your partner told you in secret? So your girlfriend, long-term in love girlfriend, has told you something in secret. Would you, and she's like, please don't tell anyone. Would you tell your best mate?
It depends if it involved them or not. If it involved them, then I wouldn't. But if it didn't involve them, then, you know, if it was like my, I've got like two friendship groups. I've got like the inner ring and then like the outer ring.
You're out for a drink with the inner ring. Your girlfriend tells you, right, I'm going to get... Okay, here's a good example because I've known this to happen. Your girlfriend tells you, I'm going to get a boob job. Whether you agree with it or not, it's for my confidence. It's something I want to do for myself. It's really subtle. I'm getting a lift. No one needs to know. Please don't tell your friends. How are you not going to tell your inner ring my girlfriend's getting new tits?
Yeah, they're knowing. They are knowing. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
But she's asked you not to tell them.
Yeah, but it, I don't know. I think it's the same. If you reversed it as well, I think it'd be the same, you know, like girls gossip and stuff. So boys gossip just as much, you know, like as long as it doesn't involve them and no one's getting offended. And I trust them they'll keep harsh. Like if, you know, it's like my brother, like our family friends who've grown up since we were like kids. And I know they've got me and they're not going to go gossiping it. Then that's fine. Yeah.
Is that wrong? It's a relatively innocent example I've done there, Henry. But to the girl in question, she would die of embarrassment if she thought her boyfriend had shared. I can't think of what the male equivalent would be. I'm going for a penis reduction. Please don't tell anyone, Henry. I don't want anyone to know I'm uncomfortably hung. But I do need to go for a reduction.
I don't know if I would say, I don't know, it depends on the news. Like most things, I probably would tell my partner what's going on, but I don't think I'd tell my friends what's going on with my partner, but I'd tell my partner what's going on with my friends.
So say your partner confides in you, something really bad's happened at work, he's in trouble for something, he's a little bit embarrassed about it, you're going to work through it, it's going to be fine, but he's like, I'm begging you, please just don't tell your friends, I don't want anyone to know this thing's happened to me and it's disciplinary at work or whatever. Would you find that hard after a couple of drinks not to share with your girls what you've been going through that week? I'd probably
only tell one person. I don't think I'd be able to, because the more people you tell, the more it's going to get spread around. And I hate being the center of attention like that. So maybe like one person and that's it.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you have loyalty to your partner over your in-laws or your own family? Have you ever done that? Could you be enough in love with a man where you start to not see your family as much? I mean, this is a common thing girls and guys do all the fucking time.
Big facts. That's such a hard question. I think that if like there's a beef going on, between the person, my husband, let's say, and my family member, I'm probably most likely to side with my husband, especially if he's not in the wrong. Do you know what I mean? Because I think family members want you to have blind loyalty to them regardless. Like, I'm your mum, I'm your dad, I'm your uncle, I'm your aunt. I was there when you were small. But if that's the person I'm going home with, then please, I need harmony in my matrimonial home. So I will definitely side with my husband over a family member when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah, I'll throw the same one at you, Hugo. You know what it's like. You know when you start to get in love and you're like, you haven't seen your mates for a while. You're like, you get to Saturday, you actually don't want to go to the pub. You just want to like be under the Netflix duvet with this girl that you're clearly spending too much time with. We've all been there, turning into like lame boyfriend neuters.
You know what? I've had like, I've been with an ex before, and my mother from the start was always just like, I don't like her. I don't trust her. I don't think she's and I was like, nah, she's great. This girl's amazing. Like, she's the one. Like, 5 months later, she literally was just the worst human being I've ever met. And mother was always right. So I think now I've kind of got to give her the benefit of the doubt a lot in these situations, because the one time I didn't listen to it ended very toxically. So credit where credit's due, I think, on that front.
Well, what you're saying is you would listen to your mum going forward, because I mean, any girls listening to this need to know there's an area manager involved. House of Lords.
I probably banged on about this too much at the villa as well. Like, I always said, you know, like, my mother's seal of approval, like my family's seal of approval is massive to me, like, because it's just a big factor, you know. I would like, as you say, harmony is key, and I'd like for everyone to kind of get along and get involved. Thankfully, I haven't had a situation where there's been like a scrap between partner and family. So yeah, I guess I'll have to use it to learn on the job.
That phrase, the key phrase, isn't it, Henry, the seal of approval? There's all, I can think of loads of situations where there is nothing wrong with the guy you're seeing, for example. He's just not your mum and dad's cup of tea, whatever.
Yeah.
She doesn't like, it's just a personality clash. No one's actually done anything wrong. Your mum's not in the wrong. Your fella's not in the wrong. It's just for whatever reason, it ain't going to happen this time. His picture with his arm around you is not going to be in the kitchen on the wall. She just doesn't like him. How the fuck do you deal with that? You've got split loyalties there. Have you ever been in a situation like that?
No, do you know, I've never, mum's loved me. Do you know what I mean? I've never like been in a situation like that, unfortunately. But do you know what I do want to throw into the ring? Men's blind loyalty to their own friends when it comes to their partners. So a man will be like, oh my gosh, guys, this is my girl. And maybe their friend is like, oh, I don't think she looks that nice, you know. And suddenly the guy is rethinking his relationship with that babe. That pisses me off so much, because how does that happen? How do you hear a man's opinion on your babe that you picked out, that you like, and suddenly your mind is flipped?
Well, that just shows how men work, doesn't it, Hugo? Is we need other men to be going for, or we fall out of love.
If they were really a mate, they wouldn't be doing that, though, you know? Like,
Do you think, though? Well, I don't think so.
I think you got to surround yourselves with better people than that. Do you know what I mean? Like, if they're calling someone you're interested in out like that, and like to you, that's not on, you know?
So wait a minute, Hugo. Let's be a little bit brutal here, because we're coming towards the end. If all of your friends thought you were saying, I'm going to use Essex dialect here, a minger, you would want them to keep that to themselves. Mate, she's beautiful. Everyone agrees she's beautiful. So because Henry specifically used the example of physical attraction. So if your boys are all saying, are thinking, oh, what the fuck? She's real. You want them to be polite and go, oh, she's lovely, mate. Yeah. Oh, she's absolutely lovely. Or would you want them to go, she's a lovely girl. She's physically, though, you know, is she your type? You know, what do you want?
Like that. If you put it like that, maybe I've got to have second thoughts. But I think if you're happy, they should be happy for you. You know, if you're happy, they should be happy for you.
Right. Hugo, like you shouldn't be having second thoughts, Hugo. You're going to get me upset. Don't have no second thoughts. That's your babe.
I know. Well, that's the problem. You're just as bad. Shocking.
All right, we just got 5 minutes left to talk about these important things, particularly as we go into 2022, getting our careers back on ground, is making sure we stay in jobs where we can advance. And loyalty is a big thing in business. I mean, how far would you be prepared to be loyal or disloyal to get ahead, Henry? You I mean, I don't know as much about you professionally as I probably should before coming on here, but you strike me as someone who probably wouldn't fuck about if you want to go after a project or an opportunity.
Yeah,
but if there was a disconnect, say, I don't know, say you're working with someone who's been great for you, but they're a bit more small fry, and in order for you to advance, you're going to have to shit on the small fry person to move with the bigger pack. I know I've been held back in my career because of my inability to do that. So I would stay loyal to the small fry just to show what a good guy I am hanging out with my original peeps. Whereas really, if I was a bit more disloyal and brutal, I probably could make slightly bigger moves here and there.
Yeah. I believe in like advancing where you can. And if a bigger opportunity or a bigger blessing comes, you'd like to think that whoever you're with kind of understands that you do need to like grow. So blind loyalty there doesn't work, because where, how are you ever going to advance? You just won't. Like, you'll literally stay in the same place forever. So if something comes and it's like a really big blessing, take it, man.
It's a real situation. I mean, when I started new in comedy, it never occurred to me. I'm just a nobody from a fucking council estate. I didn't even know what stand-up was. I'd never been to see stand-up. We didn't go to the theatre at the weekend when I was a kid. You smoked weed over the pot, then failed your exams. That was your duty. So I started doing stand-up, and this guy took me under his wing and was giving me all these little gigs, took like a father figure. My dad had passed away at the time, and I really struggled to not be represented by this guy that taken me under the wing. There was no, he was going to be nice and want me to grow. He was like, I've discovered you. You're my chance to advance. And then my brain was going, shit, I need to sign up with this big sort of Manchester United sized comedy agency. And there was a tug there. And there was no right solution, because one, shat on a person who'd taken me under the wing and shown me what stand-up can be. Mm-hmm. And the other leads to where I am now, loving life and doing stand-up. What's the correct thing to do? You're going to have situations coming right at you like that now, Hugo, because you're moving from being new into moving on into other things.
I think when you mix friends and business, it's potentially a tricky one, isn't it? You know, it's a tough one when, as you say, you mix that pleasure and your business, because where do your loyalties lie? It's a tough one, because do you focus on your career or do you focus on lifting your friends up with you at the same time? Like, where do you belong? And it's tough to know. Well, for example, in my situation now, who is actually my friend? I don't know. You know, obviously I've got my people I knew before the show, but now I guess even in Love as well, however you want to put it, do people want me for me, or do they want Hugo from Love Island? It's a very tricky one to kind of manifest and try and work out. So yeah, I guess again, I'm just learning really on the job at the minute and trying to figure out, you know, who my people are and who aren't my people, and having a close knit family really helps with that.
Whenever anything takes off, it happens though. I rewatched the other day, I was on the airplane, I rewatched 8 Mile. It just reminded me of when I was like new in my stand-up, and it's all cute, it's just you and your friends having fun, and sooner or later Mr. Corporate's like comes in with his wings, and there is a crossroads moment where you have to decide loyalty and ambition. Sometimes they're not the same thing. Mm-hmm. And that's a fucking horrible thing to admit. I mean, all the wages and the way our corporate boards are structured, Henry, would suggest there's definitely something going on, whether it's endemic, sexism, patriarchy, whatever. But do you think men are slightly better overall at being disloyal and cutthroat to make moves than girls are?
That one is a very interesting question. I think everybody, because of the pandemic and because we know that nothing is, do you know what I mean, set in stone anymore, everyone is being disloyal. I think coming out of the pandemic, I've seen way more stories of people that are like, yep, I've jumped from one job to my next job and I've got a better salary because of it, and I'm doing this, that and the other. So I think genuinely it's something that everybody's taken on board, especially post-pandemic and post-lockdown.
Yeah, do you think like loyalties could be seen in the workplace as a sort of a bit of a middle-class luxury? I mean, yeah. I've got my values, I'm not going to go against them. It's like, for my Uncle Darren's going to go, he's got to fucking work at Argos, and that's that.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter what Argos's values are, he's got to pay. Really, I couldn't work somewhere where my values weren't matched? Well, you're not going to eat then, you fucking twat. Welcome to planet Earth.
Yeah.
I'm even like that myself. Do you know, Hugo, there's a lot of like, here's my values and I'm loyal to these and these are my core values and I will only work with green ethical brands. And then a brand goes, yeah, well, I've got this much money. And you start to think, shit, man, how much do I actually believe in my core values? So if someone comes along and goes, Russell, you'll be hosting the Landmine and Cigarette Awards. Absolutely no way. This is the fee. I'll see you Thursday. I mean, it's quite a quick descent into immorality if the fee is high enough, right, Hugo? Let's do a little bit of real talk. What do you think?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. As you say, everyone's got a price in that situation, don't they? I suppose, you know. Haven't spoken to people since coming out, you know. Some people have said, like, you know, oh, I won't do that. But, you know, if they offered me this, then I would do that. You know, that's kind of where that middle ground is, which, again, you know, is probably morally wrong, I guess. But as you say, we've got to eat. We've got to eat.
It is well morally wrong. But yeah. Listen, I'm only on. I'm like, I would never do let Pete for a poos. But, you know, if the price is high enough, damn right, I'll be pouring a protein shake down my pants and thrusting it towards the camera on a boomerang. What if it fucking deposit on a house? Yes, protein shake down the pants.
Let's go.
Let's be real. Henry, where is your threshold of, excuse me, I don't care, life's not just about money. Yeah. I don't care. You could put another 5 zeros on that. You won't persuade me. Are you one of those, or are you a bit like saying that? But behind the scenes.
No, do you know what's so funny? I was having this conversation today.
No.
Because
no.
A certain, I don't know if I can even say it, but a certain thing's come out by a certain person. And we're like, why is this a thing right now? Do you know what I mean? Would you ever produce that show? Would you ever be a part of it? And I'm telling you, no, never. I think that, I don't know, just because of who I am and being a Black woman, there are some things that I will just never be a part of, just never. I can't put my name on it. I can't be a part of it. And I think that being a Black woman kind of helps that in a way, because when I say no, it fully means no. Nobody even questions me. Do you know what I mean? Nobody wants to, they're too scared to say anything. And I like it like that.
Well, we finally found one moral amongst the three of us. Then fuck for that. Well, thank you very much for joining me, Henry and Hugo Hammond. Please, if you've just happened upon this episode of Man Baggage because you're into loyalty and you've not yet subscribed, that in itself is a paradox. Subscribe and show some loyalty to me, bitches. And do leave some comments. We'd love to hear from you. Go to wherever you get your podcasts. Hit subscribe. There's loads of other subjects. But thank you very much. I've been Russell Cade. My man baggage is now empty. I'm off on Instagram to stalk some girls.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.